Bless the Lord, who forgives all our sins. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us sing hymn number 143. A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord, your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent, and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering, and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, "Spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the people, 'Where is their God?'" The word of the Lord.
Reading from Paul's second letter to the church of Corinth. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on the day of salvation I have helped you. See now is the acceptable time. See now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacles in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way through great endurance, in affliction, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of the righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown, and yet as well known, as dying, and see, we are alive, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, whenever you give alms, Do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. You all have heard of the Twilight series, right? Yes. Best-selling books, they've become films which have made millions and millions of dollars, captivating our young people. I've seen some of the movies. I've read some of the books, not all of them. And I struggle to try to figure out what is the big deal. I mean, yeah, there's a very handsome young man and a beautiful young woman who are in love. And the strange part is that he is a vampire. But he's not a normal mythological vampire. He is, well, I guess you could call him a vegetarian vampire. He doesn't eat people. He only eats animals, which makes him basically not bad. After a while, I think I finally hit on why this series is so popular. Because not only is this vampire good and handsome and in love and all that, but he is immortal. Do you remember how all of our fairy tales used to end when we were children? And they lived happily ever after. Happily ever after. That's what we want. That's what we hope for. And that, in a strange way, is what we sort of assume about ourselves. We assume that we should live happily ever after. Right after Jesus was baptized, Before he did any ministry or healing or teaching, the very first thing he did was go out into the wilderness, the desert. And he chose to go into the desert for a period of 40 days. Now, 40 days was no coincidence. Moses had gone to the top of Mount Sinai, and in order to listen to God's revelation, which would become the Ten Commandments, it took Moses exactly 40 days. And later, Elijah would go up that same mountain, and in order to experience God's presence, it took Elijah exactly 40 days. So like the prophets before him, Jesus knew that 40 days was long enough that he could leave behind all of the distractions of his life, all of the things that people told him that he needed to do or to be, and he could go out into the desert for long enough to really hear the truth. And what is the truth? The first, most basic truth of our lives is that we're going to die. We know this up here, but we don't know it here. We are made from the dust of the earth. In the book of Genesis, God took, in the Hebrew, the word was Adama. That means earth or ground or dust. God took that and made Adam, creature of the dust. Sometimes people will ask me, is cremation okay? And I say, sure, it's just speeding up the process. If you put your body in the ground, it will turn into dust. It will become part of the ground. Cremation just makes that happen a little bit faster. But in our culture, we do everything we can to sort of avoid this. Even at the burials themselves, the funerals have taken to putting fake grass around the gravesite so that you can't see the dirt. In the Episcopal Church, we have to take the dirt and put it on the coffin in the shape of a cross and say, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But the funeral home, they always give me this plastic container full of white-looking stuff. And I have to make a special request for dirt. I just want dirt, not this plastic stuff. The truth is that you're going to die, and the truth is that your life is precarious and fragile, and your days are numbered. And if you truly were awake to that fact, when you woke up in the morning, instead of thinking, oh, what do I have to do today? Or what is on my agenda? You would say, thank you, God, that when I opened my eyes this morning, all of those optic nerves worked together to give me the gift of sight. Thank you, God, that air is rushing in and out of my lungs, that I'm standing on this planet that is hurtling itself through space. I know that this day is fragile, that it will never happen again. And I know the truth, which is that it will not last forever. You see, my friends, I don't think we can be truly alive until we realize that we're going to die. It's only when we realize our own mortality that we can begin to walk the 40 days of Lent, that we can begin to even catch a glimpse of the incredible miracle of the resurrection. How can you understand the resurrection if you don't know who you are? That you're dust. And were it not for God, you would be nothing more than dust. Amen. Will the congregation please stand? Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's Passion and Resurrection, and it became the custom of the Church to prepare for them by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when those who, because of notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful, were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness, and restored to the fellowship of the Church. Thereby, the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution set forth in the gospel of our Savior, and of the need which all Christians continually have to renew their repentance and faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Church, to the observance of a holy Lent, by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. And to make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our Redeemer. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, that we may remember that it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Wash me through and through from my wickedness.
Let us now kneel together and say, Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. We have been deaf to your call to serve, as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people. Our anger at our own frustration, and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work. Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us. For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Accomplish in us the work of your salvation. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of sinners, but rather that they may turn from their wickedness and live, has given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent and with sincere hearts believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do on this day, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to your cathedral. We're so glad you're here. If you're visiting or new and you want to fill out a little card in your pew, we will send you our e-newsletter. I do encourage all of you to consider something that would be specific to your very nature that you could do for these 40 days. It may be that you could fast from a kind of food that you really don't need anyway. It could be that there's some kind of time you could take to be with God. Or it could be that you want to do something for others. Or maybe there's a relationship in your life that is broken and needs to be repaired. Whatever it is, please think upon this and take these 40 days as an opportunity for you to try something new and to grow closer to God. In the back of your bulletin, we do have some things that are offered here at the cathedral. And some things that are not listed, many of you may not know that every single weekday we do a Eucharist at 12:10 here at the church. During the season of Lent, we also have some devoted people who are going to lead us in morning and evening prayer Monday through Friday. So every morning at 7 a.m. and every evening at 5 o'clock in the evening, we will be saying prayers around this altar. So if you're around town, you'd like to do that one day a week or however much you'd like, those are also opportunities. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. By his grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer for ourselves alone, but for him who died for us and rose again. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ, and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country wherewith John and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us say together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this your table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith, with thanksgiving. You may be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Grant, most merciful Lord, to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us stand and sing hymn number 149.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.